I think we'll call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
McGill?
Here.
Anderson, absent. Scarlett?
Here.
Youngberg, absent. Brecken?
Here. Okay. Based on that, we've got an agenda for today's meeting. Do I hear any additions or subtractions from the agenda? If not, in favor of the agenda, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Also in front of you, you have the minutes from our previous meeting of June 15th. Any additions, corrections, deletions? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
And second.
A motion and second. All in favor of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Moving on then, we'll open it up and there are no announcements, but I'll also go through how we're going to run the meeting. In a short period of time, open for public comment. The one thing I would ask is that you will limit your comments to 5 minutes so that we can get through the meeting. And then after we've done that, then we'll move into the business that we have on hand. We'll start off with old business, any other new business that we have at the end. And then while we're in our business session, we'll give comments or the individual asking for the variance will be allowed. And then we'll ask for rebuttal, and we'll do that back and forth for comment. Also, I would ask, if you're in the audience, would you please sign in? If you're going to make any comments, please approach the podium, state your name and address for the minutes, and so we'll go from there. Any public comments on any issue in front of us that we're not taking up this business? If not, also let the minutes show that Karen Dunbert showed up, so we've got one more.
Thank you. You bet.
Moving forward, we'll go to CUP 0290.4, Martin Marietta. I believe this issue was tabled at our last meeting, so I need to entertain a motion to pull that from the table, please.
I move that we pull the CUP 0290.4 from the table and address it today.
Is there a second?
So moved.
Second. All the clerks who are in favor of taking it off the table, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Looking at the documents in front of us, I believe there's a staff report. There have been some changes to the request. So I will open it up to staff.
Yeah. Stephanie, could you get the light? Thank you. Great. So like we said, we're looking at conditional use permit 02-90.4. This was originally heard on June 15th by the Board of Adjustment, and it is an amendment to the original conditional use permit, which was CUP 02-90. The location is at Martin Marietta Ames Mine in Franklin Township, and Martin Marietta is the applicant. And the owners of the property that Martin Marietta leases from are Bishop Farms and Sargent Leased Royalty Company. The nature of the request, I'll go over this briefly. It's an employee building, a proposed ammonium nitrate fuel oil drop, and two requests for alternative compliance with regards to minimum landscaping standards for parking lots and for minimum landscaping standards for impervious surfaces on the property to be developed. In order to amend the conditional use permit to include all these things, the conditional use permit boundary for the mine also has to be expanded. So that's involved with these three main modifications to the conditional use permit. So again, this is Franklin Township, and the Ames Mine is outlined on the map. Vicinity land uses, there's several subdivisions to the west and south, and there's several single-family dwellings along North Dayton Avenue to the east. I've tried to approximate the location of the proposed employee building and ANFO drop on little red boxes on this map, but I've also outlined there's an electric substation on the property and several machine sheds that the farmer uses. I'll point these out for you with the pointer here. So here's the employee building, and here's the proposed info drop. And this is the main stockpiling and processing area of the mine. Here's the proposed revised conditional use permit boundary. So you can see again, here's the proposed employee building and the proposed ANFO drop site approximately. And again, the main stockpiling area of the mine. North Dayton Avenue, over here running north-south, and east-west we have East Riverside Road. So current land use, the properties where the employee building and ANFO drop are to be located were previously in agricultural row crops, and that agricultural use can continue around the mine's operation. The other parcels in the proposed conditional use permit boundary are used for mining activities, as you saw on the map. Martin Marietta produces construction aggregate, and so that's the activities that take place. The current zoning, you can see the majority of the land in the conditional use permit boundary or proposed boundary is zoned heavy industrial. The parcels where the ANFO drop and proposed ANFO drop drive to access that ANFO drop are located are zoned A1 agricultural. Here's the site plan. So you can see the new employee buildings up here. Down here you have the existing office building to be removed and the existing employee building to be removed upon this new employee building's completion. This is a blow-up portion of the map, so you can see in more detail the proposed employee building parking lot, which will be just to the east of the building here, as well as a proposed mobile staging unit for equipment for employees to take out on their shifts. You can also see here's an alternative tree planting along the existing berm that runs north-south, kind of screening the stockpiling area from this agricultural use. And the alternative tree placement is part of one of the alternative compliance proposed measures, so we'll go over that in more detail as well. And here's the new ANFO drop proposed site. And this is an access drive that was constructed before employees knew they needed to get a permit. And so this is existing. Here's the employee building construction drawings. You can see there's employee locker rooms on this, as well as a QC quality control lab site and offices. These are the elevation drawings of the building. You can see there's grading to be done to direct stormwater flow. This is a photo of the existing ANFO drop. There's a 4-foot tall locking mechanism over top of the ANFO drop. The ANFO drop is actually just a 6-inch hole in the ground. And so this just gives you an idea of what the proposed one will look like. Alternative compliance issue one. So this is the alternative compliance measure proposed for complying with the minimum landscaping standards for planting trees in a parking lot area. So following our minimum landscaping standards, for every 10 spaces, there has to be one for every parking lot over 10 spaces, there has to be one tree per 5 spaces. In the case of Martin and Marietta's proposed parking lot, that's 24 trees. So again, you can see this is the alternative tree placement. Rather than placing those around the employee building parking lot area up here, that Martin and Marietta has proposed to place them down here. And this will provide additional screening for the existing stockpiling area, which meets the goals of the ordinance, which is one of the requirements of alternative compliance. And there is existing screening from trees, which we'll see in a second here, to the north and east of the employee building and parking lot already. Alternative compliance issue two is an alternative compliance proposed with regards to the minimum landscaping standards for impervious surfaces. So our county development regulations require 20% of impervious surfaces created by a development to be landscaped. The proposed impervious surfaces for this projects include the employee building parking lot and the AnfoDrop access drive, and there's a gravel pad on which the AnfoDrop will be located. So those are all considered impervious surfaces. Martin Marietta, as their alternative compliance, has proposed that they have the amount of landscaping required already in place because of trees already planted. Staff, though, supports a condition that 1 acre of prairie grasses should be installed north of the employee building to meet the requirement. And that Martin Marietta would then have to submit a professional site development plan to illustrate other best management practices for stormwater control as well. So here's a summary of the June 15th meeting. There were two general concerns. The first was why the proposed conditional use permit boundary, which we'll see here in just a second, was so large. And the second concern was the use of the North Dayton Access Drive by employees. And we'll see that in greater detail here in just a second as well. So again, as you know, the Board of Adjustment remanded the proposal so that Martin Marietta could come up with an alternative dust control plan to deal with the use of the access drive, as well as to come up with the proper legal descriptions for a narrowed boundary. So in response to these two pieces of feedback that were received from the public at that last meeting, Martin Marietta has proposed to reduce the scope of the boundary of the conditional use permit by 35.7 acres and impose greater dust controls through an asphaltic surface treatment to those gravel drives. So we'll see that here. So this is the original conditional use proposed boundary in green. You can see that in yellow is the 1990 original conditional use permit boundary, this yellow portion here. We also have a approximate established legal nonconforming use area up here because the mine has been in operation since before zoning existed in the county. And so this was the proposed conditional use permit boundary from the previous meeting that was a comprehensive conditional use permit boundary that included the previous boundary, the non-conforming use areas, as well as these new proposed modifications, the AnfoDrop and the proposed employee building. So circled in red on this map, you can see this is the area that they revised. So here, again, zoomed in is the original proposed conditional use permit boundary area from the last meeting. Here's the AnfoDrop. And here's the revised conditional use permit boundary that Martin Marietta is now proposing. It's 15.4 acres of these three eastern parcels of the conditional use permit boundary. So they've significantly narrowed it to this peninsula just around the AnfoDrop drive. And then it comes down here, and there is an existing fuel drop that was allowed with a previous conditional use permit modification. And so there's a peninsula that extends out around that existing fuel drop as well. So in terms of additional dust control measures, Martin Marietta has proposed applying an asphaltic surface treatment to the new employee parking lot as well as the drive between that parking area and the North Dayton Avenue access. This is an example of what that would look like from one of Martin Marietta's other mines in Missouri where they have done this. And so here's a map of where they would apply this treatment. Here's North Dayton Avenue and the North Dayton Avenue access. This is the access drive, and it goes up here, and this is the parking lot where it will be paved.
It would include the asphaltic material.
Yeah, the parking lot will also be paved with this asphaltic material. Just a few notes on this access drive based off comments received from the last meeting. The access drive from North Dayton Avenue is proposed to be primarily used by employees to access this new proposed employee building. Customers with loads and all outbound customers will continue to use that East Riverside Road access that most vehicles and customers currently use. We do have a condition that Martin Marietta supports, that customer tracks entering and leaving the property with product materials shall not use the existing site access drive located off North Thayton Avenue. And additionally, this isn't a condition, but Martin Marietta has proposed installing a sign that goes over this as well at that access off North Thayton Avenue. So here's just a map. You can see here's the current employee building approximately, this access drive that employees currently use off East Riverside. And here's the proposed employee building approximately, and this North Thayton access. You get an idea of why Martin Marietta is proposing that employees would use this North Thayton access drive instead. And there were some concerns about the rights to use this access drive for employee traffic and the lessors of, that lease the land to Martin Marietta and the owners of the land have provided a letter that details these access rights. There's copies in front of you of this letter as well. But basically, in summary, Martin Marietta has explicit permission to occupy the property, including full access rights to these drives. So analysis of the proposal and standards for approval. In terms of compatibility, mining and extraction has been going on at the site since the 1950s. This is an aerial photo of the area in the 1950s, and you can see there's a stockpiling area. The use of North Thayton Avenue access drive for mining also started then. North Thayton Avenue is right here. I'm sorry, it's right here. And East Riverside Road didn't exist yet. I guess it was Old Stagecoach Road. And with regards to underground operations at the mine that necessitate moving the ANFO drop, mining at the lower level of the mine has been taking place for several years as well. The buildings that are proposed match with the current style of buildings at the site. Here's the scale house that will remain, and here's a current building that will actually be taken down. Also, it's the proposed employee building and parking lot will take up approximately 2.15 acres on a 19-acre parcel, so that's a pretty minimal visual impact. It's also screened from residents and trees to the north and east. And it's in the southern third of the parcel, away from the north property line, so that the nearest dwelling is approximately 3,000 feet away from that employee building. And the trees that we'll see in photos here on the next slide also act as a sound, could act as a sound and visual buffer. So these are the trees from the employee building site. You can see facing north, there's pretty good tree cover, as well as to the northeast. To the southwest, you can, in this photo, see that here's the stockpiling area. That's the view. And this is an agricultural field that has a kind of a grade upwards, slopes upwards, to add an additional screening. In terms of compatibility with the ANFO drop, again, it's a 6-inch hole in the ground, covered with a 4-foot-high locking mechanism. The closest property to the ANFO drop is about 1,600 feet away. But this is also screened by trees, you can see here to the northeast. And this is the access drive. We're on the access drive in this photo, facing southeast. So there's additional tree screening there. In terms of transition, again, tree screening acts as a transition between the adjacent residences to the north and east. The stockpiling area is located on the parcel to the south and east of the, or south and west of the proposed employee building. And there's an agricultural field down here to the south. They've also proposed to put in place a new berm to put the soil and dirt from construction of the building. And this will act as an additional buffer between the ANFO drop and the ANFO drop access drive and the berm down here and these agricultural fields. And the proposed alternative compliance measure to plant the required trees around parking lots instead along this berm, again, provides additional transition and screening. And also in terms of transition, after feedback was received at the last meeting, the conditional use permit boundary was reduced. And so this provides an additional 450-foot buffer approximately between the boundary of the conditional use permit and the property line of the parcels with single-family dwellings to the north of the ANFO drop site. And in terms of traffic, as we went over, at present, most traffic uses the site access entrance from East Riverside Road. Proposed employee access off North Dayton Avenue with the new employee building could reduce traffic at the East Riverside Road site entrance. North Dayton Avenue sees, in general, about 1,000 fewer vehicles on average per day than East Riverside Road following Iowa DOT traffic counts. And creating a separate entrance for employees will likely improve traffic flow, ingress and egress, and safety at the East Riverside Road site access. We approximated the number of vehicle trips that could be seen, and given about 100 employees making two trips a day, that's about 200 more cars at the North Dayton Avenue access. But these would be spread out over the 24-hour period where Martin Marietta runs their three shifts. So it would be spread out during the day. Here is photos of the North Dayton Avenue site access. We went and did a site visit on two different occasions, and there is a gate there to signify that it is a private drive. It's not a public road, and it was locked on one of the occasions. And here is the East Riverside Road site access. You can see some truck traffic from customer vehicles there. Also, in terms of traffic, there were concerns brought up after the first notification about visibility, as there were crops planted up to the right-of-way. The county does have an additional right-of-way rights at this intersection. And you can, we'll show you what those are in just a second, but here you can see the crops planted on East Riverside Road facing south towards North Dayton Avenue and facing north towards North Dayton Avenue. So you could see visibility could be an issue. But we do have a condition now that at that intersection, no landscaping or other obstruction, including crops, shall be permitted within the existing right-of-way. And this is what that right-of-way looks like, that yellow hashed area. And in red, in the red triangles, that's the additional area that the county has acquired in the right-of-way at that intersection. So it's more than your standard right-of-way. So no crops will be allowed in that yellow area. In terms of parking and loading, the proposed employee parking lot is 120 spaces. Again, it will be paved over gravel with that asphaltic surface treatment, and it will be screened by trees to the north and east. The proposed parking lot meets standards for where it can be located from property lines, and it will also have to be ADA compliant with parking signage and paving from the lot to the building. In terms of signs and lighting, no additional signage is proposed. Lighting is planned for the perimeter of the building, and that has to meet both Mining Safety and Health Administration requirements, the OSHA for mining operations, essentially, as well as our own Story County requirements. I think I got the acronym wrong, and I apologize.
I was just going to say, technically, we are going to propose a sign about the customer
Oh,
so
right.
So there is an application that was an additional sign, but that we since added one.
That sign.
So mm-hmm. Point out.
Thanks, Neil.
For the board. Sorry, interrupt.
Who missed that? In terms of environmental protection, there will be generally no nuisance conditions created beyond the mine's current application or current operation. And excess dust is already required to be controlled by Martin Marietta's State of Iowa air permit, but there is that additional dust control plan now as well, too. We rerouted the proposal past other county departments and received no comments. That was routed on July 11th, and the original routing of the proposal on June 16th, we received a few comments. Story County Engineering Department didn't have any issues with using the North Dayton Access Drive. There is some floodplain, but there's no development proposed for that area. That was a comment we received from the floodplain manager. And comments from the general public. We sent out notification letters again on July 8th about the proposal, and we received no comments from the second notification. Several comments were received from the initial notification on June 3rd. We received generally comments about the proposed conditional use permit boundary and its size, wondering why it had to be so large for the Anfo Drop and employee access drive, as well as some concerns about traffic and visibility. So staff recommendation, planning and development staff recommends the approval of the conditional use permit application CUP 02-90.4 with the following conditions. So previous conditions of the conditional use permit and subsequent modifications to it shall be maintained. That's their first condition. Staff supports the alternative conditional use permit boundary that is limited in scope to the peninsula-shaped areas around the Anfo drop site and existing fuel drop site in accordance with Martin Marietta's revised conditional use permit drawing. Staff also supports the alternative compliance plan of Martin Marietta to install the 24 trees required for the proposed parking lot along that existing berm that runs north-south next to the current stockpiling area. Staff also supports the installation of 1 acre of prairie grasses north of the employee building to comply with that 20% impervious surface landscaping requirement. Customer trucks entering and leaving the property with product materials shall not use the existing site access drive located off of North Dayton Avenue. Martin Marietta shall also install a paved surface for ADA compliant parking and route the entrance of the employee building and ADA compliant parking signage to meet county requirements. Martin Marietta shall submit specifications for the perimeter of the building lighting and all proposed lighting to meet Story County land development regulations. And within 30 days of completion of the proposed employee building and parking lot, weather permitting, Martin Marietta shall install an asphaltic surface treatment to the proposed employee building parking lot and the existing drive, extending from the location of the proposed drive access to the proposed employee parking lot to the street access located off North Dayton Avenue. That is a new condition. Okay, that's it. So here are your alternatives and recommendations. Again, we recommend alternative number 2 to approve the conditional use permit minor modification with the conditions and alternative compliance items recommended by staff.
Thank you, staff. Any questions for staff?
Or
it seemed like at one point they were going to do dust control on the road to Dayton, North Dayton, mm-hmm. and then the recommendation was that they would pave it as well?
It's more than just applying like water or some type of treatment over like a rock or a dirt surface. They're proposing to add an asphaltic type surface similar to what is shown in that photograph. This is what they're doing at a different operation in Missouri. So it would be more of a permanent type, solid type surface.
So that's the driveway and the staff parking as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The parking lot and the driveway extending all the way out to North Dayton Avenue.
Any questions?
Karen. I get the 20%, but at one point I thought I read there was a stormwater issue concern from the prairie grass was going in.
The requirement of the 20% impervious surface, part of the county development regulations is landscaping has to be placed in an area to absorb the maximum amount of stormwater. And I think that northern area, we looked at a contour map, and that's where a natural flow would occur. There was also a reference in your staff report.
What's there now?
It's agricultural.
Row crops.
It wasn't planted this year. The grading of the employee building is also done as to direct stormwater flow into existing detention ponds on the site as well. So that might have been something you saw.
Any Any other questions? Any comments? Martin Marietta.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and members of the Board of Adjustment. My name is Neil Grant. Louder. My name is Neil Grant. I'm the Director of Natural Resources for Martin Marietta Materials Midwest Division. Our address is 11252 Aurora Avenue, Des Moines, Iowa. Once again, Amelia has stolen my thunder and covered everything pretty thoroughly. I would simply like to add that in response to the concerns of the June hearing, we have agreed, as Amelia has already pointed out, to reduce the CUP boundary around the ANFO drop. We've committed to apply that asphaltic surface treatment to both the parking lot and the driveway. We've also submitted documentation to confirm our access rights. And Scotty and I decided after sitting here the second time and seeing all those pictures of the locking mechanism of our ANFO drop and how it looks kind of ugly in these pictures, we're going to put a nice fresh coat of paint on that too. We have reviewed the staff report and we do agree with all of staff's recommended conditions and alternative compliance methods. So really, I don't have much more to add at this point. We're available if there's questions. Thank you.
Any questions, Board?
You're good?
Okay. Yeah, we're fine. We agree on all of the staff recommendations.
I have one quick question.
Sure.
The one photograph that you showed a gate at the end of the driveway. Will that remain, or will that go away once that becomes the access?
Scotty, do we leave it?
We will replace it with a much more aesthetically looking gate okay. And all that, and much more neat. Because when we're not there, we lock those gates for security purposes. Okay. So that gate will leave, and we will replace it.
Okay.
Gate much more pleasing.
Okay.
Thank you. Any others? Thank you. Comments from the public? If you could.
I'm
going to
get a drink.
My name is Phil Rust. I live just north across the river there. We can see the quarry very well. And I missed the first meeting. We weren't available to be here. I had a few questions. One is, where you're removing the existing employee building, is that going to become a stockpile area?
I don't know where... perfectly certain what's going to be there. There's been several alternatives discussed, and I don't know if we've ever come to the conclusion of what would be there. So I hate to answer yes or no because I'm not certain we know final site plans in there.
Okay. Are you planning to increase production?
Well, as a business, I think our ultimate goal is always to increase production and sales to grow the business there. I mean, that's hard to answer. We supply the local demand, and the local demand remains strong. I think we intend to meet that demand into Des Moines and Story County.
Okay.
So yes.
Because
no part of this proposal deals with that.
You do not plan on changing what you're doing right now.
If we make changes to our processing, all we're asking for is to remove the old employee building and build it in and fill in the old
employee. Okay. The other question that you keep, well, you talk about increased dust control, increase from what it is now, or just adding when you put the new area in?
There was a concern at the prior meeting that the increased use of that access to Dayton Avenue by our employees would generate dust. And so the board asked us to evaluate that. We already run water trucks on site, and we were considering water trucks or perhaps some sort of dust control, like a brine solution, like a calcium chloride, something like dust there. And ultimately, we would come back with, as a more long term permanent solution to provide this whole surface treatment, as shown on that
point.
Not only that, we've already increased our dust suppression this year. We, prior to this, had one truck that was able to handle both the mine and the surface facilities. We just this year bought a brand new truck that takes just care of the surface facilities, as well as almost doubled in some cases, maybe tripled, depends on how hot and dry it stays, the surface application of the brine solution we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So we've added a full-time employee to deal nothing but surface dust of the surface facilities driving that truck.
Okay, I have noticed it's been a little bit better.
Yeah, and that truck is dedicated. It was almost $300,000 specifically bought for that purpose.
Because quite often, if I wash my vehicle, I cannot park it out in my driveway because I can write my name in an hour later on your dust.
So that happens a lot.
I hope not. Okay. And my concern about the stockpile is that we hear trucks revving up and down all night long sometimes. And that stockpile, that building is going to be right directly in line with our house. You know, that's my concern about stockpiling. Why we? Well, I'm sure you thought that all over. Why you could put your building there and your stockpile over where your building is, so you don't have to listen to it.
We have studied extensively. Hopefully there wouldn't be any more or any sort of interference there with you. But I don't, like I said, we don't really have a plan for that just yet.
I'll just make one more comment. I appreciate all your answers so far. We built our house before Martin Marietta was there. And so they've, after 6 or 7 years, they started mining over there. And we put additions on our house. We spent thousands of dollars trying to suppress the noise getting into our house. We've used drywall that's designed for soundproofing. We put insulation on all the walls. We put triple pane windows in there. And there's a piece of equipment over there that runs, that revs up, that you cannot go place in our house, but you can't hear it when it's running at night. And I did call, and I haven't heard it since, but that's just for your information. But that's why I'm concerned about where the stockpile is, because we run up and down all night long.
Well, I might be able to help alleviate. So we had 3 stockpile trucks. The oldest and what I would consider the more noisy of those, we've recently transferred off-site and replaced with a brand-new truck. Within the last 3 weeks. So hopefully that will help alleviate that for you, and that truck has been taken off site and redeployed. So.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Sloan?
Before I start, I'd just like one point of clarification on the proposed Dayton Avenue route to the east. You had talked about, I didn't introduce myself, Jerry Sloan, 5105 North Dayton Avenue. There was one overhead that talked about there would be customers with loads. Can you put that overhead? Or
the
that
condition?
There?
Are you talking about one of the conditions?
Was it a signage?
No, ma'am. It had to do with the use of that road, and there was some specifically selected language that was used.
I think it's the condition.
It's the condition.
Customer trucks entering and leaving property with product. Okay. What about customer trucks without product?
This specifically addresses trucks entering and leaving the site. Cannot use that east North Dayton Avenue access.
The way I would read this, customer trucks entering and leaving property with product, that means to me means a loaded truck. What about unloaded trucks?
Everything we talked about last month remains true. We have no intention of diverting our customer traffic over to this entrance. As we discussed, really
this language is unclear, then, in my opinion.
This
is an important issue to me.
I realize that. And I don't want to speak for Jerry, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But they can only impose conditions that are reasonably based upon the proposal in front of them. And what we're asking for is an employee building and a handful job. And so they can't necessarily restrict our ability to continue to do something we've always had the rights to do. But what we're saying is historically we have only had unloaded trucks come in and out. So they're attempting to basically preserve that in the form of a condition. You are correct. Technically, Martin Marietta could choose to exploit this, and you have our commitment that we're not going to do that. All we want to do is have the right to continue to do what we've done in the past, which is very intermittent. It is the thing we talked about at great length at the last hearing. When there is a large project north of town, We like the opportunity to bring in the empty trucks. We actually do not send them back out loaded this way because of the scale house down on East Riverside. But if we can take them off the public road here and run them through our site instead of down farther on Dayton and on East Riverside, there's benefit to do so. And we have made it clear that that's something we've always done, and we want to preserve the right to continue to do that. So,
and quite frankly, from this board's position, we can't really restrict how they use their own driveway.
I'd like to speak to that, and I wanted to clarify the terminology before I started on my presentation.
Also, warn you, keep it to 5 minutes, please.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I assure you. I appreciate the opportunity to comment on Martin Marietta's application that you are considering today. At the June 15th meeting of this board, I reviewed the many reasons how the quarry has significant negative impact on its neighbors. To emphasize that point, I submitted a petition at the June meeting signed by 22 neighboring property owners and family that indicate their opposition to Martin Marietta's proposed application. None of the signing neighbors wanted the surface processing area to expand or change traffic flow to and from the site. The quarry operation is viewed as having a negative impact on its neighbors due to the noise, dust, and excessive traffic generated by its operation. We don't want them to expand was a universal comment made by the neighbors contacted. At the June meeting, I did not oppose the applicant's proposed relocation of their employee building and parking, but because its new location is within the permitted area, currently permitted area. I did oppose the applicant's proposed reroute of employee traffic to Dayton Avenue using a farm lane that runs east from the mine site. All the neighbors signing the petition also oppose this change. The lane now has virtually no traffic except for farm-related activity and an occasional Martin Marietta pickup. The applicant states that about 100 employees will use the new route each day. That's 200 new trips per day on this lane. That's a huge change. This is about less than a quarter mile away from my residence and my neighbor's residence. The visual impact and noise created by this increased traffic flow will negatively impact the rural quality of the area and have a negative impact on the quality of life on my property. The traffic generated by this proposal is not compatible with, now this is where I'm, the traffic generated by this proposal is not compatible with and will be an offensive use in an A1 zoning district. And it is not a permitted use. A1 permitted uses stipulated in 86, this is the county code, 8604 A through G and 8604 A to A through H do not include industrial or commercial traffic on private property. It also the proposed COP boundaries of the July 8th notice do not include a route that intersects with Dayton Avenue. So what I'm saying is, if they don't have a CUP to allow them to use that road, I don't think they can legally use it. It's a non-ag use. It's an industrial use. The applicant has a well-established entrance to the mine site off of Riverside. This entrance has been in use for 26 years and appears to meet their needs of their operation. The truck and employee traffic expand the negative impact of the mining operation, and it is detrimental to the otherwise rural and residential quality of the surrounding area. The proposed addition of an employee entrance to the site unnecessarily spreads this external industrialization impact to additional land area that is currently not impacted by this intense use. Regarding the application for a CUP to install the AmfoDump, The applicant requests additional A1 zone land outside of its current heavy industrial and CUP permitted area to install its AMFO facility. Since the requested area is outside of their permitted area, it is not a change to its current CUP. It's actually a request for a new CUP for mineral extraction activities on land that is zoned A1. As such, it is a change in use as defined in 85.33 of the Story County Code. This is a quote of what is a change. It's a change in use. Any use that is substantially differs from the previous use, and that being the case, it must comply with the application requirements of 90.11 of the Story County Land Regulations for a mineral extraction CUP. Providing the required additional information would allow this board and citizens of Story County to understand if an expanded area is needed and the impact of this proposed use on land and environment, if approved. As I pointed out in the June meeting, the applicant provided little information to support the location of the AMFO dump outside of its current permitted area. No specific information was provided regarding mine architecture, regulations, or operations that support the location of the dump where they have requested, or why it is not a, or why there is not a suitable location inside of their currently permitted area. Without this type of information, I believe it is impossible to make an informed decision regarding the validity of the request to take productive ag ground out of service and spread the industrial site into an expanded rural area. I personally have specific concerns regarding runoff from this site. If there is a accidentally spill of the ammonium phosphate fuel oil mix, because it's all downhill to my property, I am concerned about contamination of springs that are fed with groundwater from this area that enter a stream on my property. I also know that there are Native American artifacts in this specific area. I have personally found those in this field before it was purchased by the current owner. A completed CUP application for the mineral extraction would answer these questions and other important questions. These are my current concerns and thoughts regarding this application.
Thank you. Any comment, Mark Marietta?
Neil Grant from Martin Marietta. There was a number of comments about the fact that this was a new route, and we've discussed this at great length before. It's a former public road. We've been using it since the 50s. We can and do use it today, independent of this request. We've simply stated that we do intend to run the employees across it. We will continue to take efforts to discourage the customer use of that, with the exception of certain large projects. The asphaltic surface was proposed to address the concerns about dust. Sorry. There was a, and Jerry, apologize if I misunderstood you. You had indicated something to the effect of that you, some requirement that you can't run traffic through private property.
I'll speak to that.
Okay. Just to make sure the record reflects, this is our private property. We're running it through. We have a lease in place. Jerry has expressed concern that he doesn't believe that we can use the Dayton access because our CUP boundary doesn't extend over there. I respectfully disagree. There's a proposed alternative that I really do not want to do, and that, I mean, we could simply permit the entire 1,000-acre lease, but we've attempted to cut it back to address the neighborhood concerns that we would be doing things outside of that. So we're kind of in a catch-22 here. If we're trying to cut it back to minimize what we've got under CUP, and then we're being held hostage that we don't make it big enough to include our access. I respectfully disagree that we do not need the CUP boundary to go to the road. We've established that we have those rights, and we've had them for 46, how many? The number eludes me, but since the 50s. I guess, Jared, address your concerns about the ANFO drop, and you were concerned that if we were to spill it in the contamination, the ammonium nitrate is the same fertilizer that's being applied on the entire property, and we're just simply pouring it into a tube. And in terms of contaminating the springs, it's an aligned tube all the way down to our tank down below. So it's in a pellet form. It isn't something that we could spill and it's going to run down to the creek. It's a bulk pellet formed material. We've been using it at our 300 locations across the country and this site the entire time. It's very safe. It's very stable. And like I said, the farmer's already applying that. I mean, his tractor's running the diesel fuel and he's spraying the nitrogen all over the field, up to the property line, up to the CUP boundary, and we're just simply pouring it into a lined tube. I guess I can't really speak to the code questions. So, Jerry, if there's something that you feel that you need to address, I'll just have to defer to you on that. But other than that, thank you.
I have one follow-up.
Sure.
The overhead that has the proposed CUP, modified CUP, without a CUP, industrial uses and commercial uses aren't allowed without a conditional use permit. This is all ag ground, except the area within those boundaries. Even though they have historically occasionally used this road, they actually, in my view, it hasn't been a legal use because it's not. It's a commercial industrial use on an ag private land. It's not a public road. So for them to use that for an industrial purpose, which I believe should require a CUP, as they have to this point, that this section of the road from here to here, now that this wasn't even in it before, from here to here, it's not ag, it's not zoned property.
Have you sought legal counsel on your opinion?
No.
Okay.
But I believe I understand the regulations well enough to...
I would like you guys to address that.
I was going to say, that's something I really think you should probably take up with our staff, Jerry.
Well...
We can only go by our recommendations and what we see here.
And what really has heightened my concern today is that one of the things I was most fearful of, the employee traffic to me is a big problem, but 2 years down the road, if they decide they want to start running all their empty trucks in here and full out here, that's a big deal. And that's my worst nightmare. I haven't heard assurances.
Well, at the same time, that's their driveway.
Okay, but
if you're going to use that, there's several agricultural customers that I'm aware of too, that they use their driveway. They have the right to the driveway. They have maintained the driveway. So I guess that's something really you're going to have to take it up with our staff. That's something we really can't enforce a lot.
Originally, I wasn't going to make a big deal out of this, but today when I saw the unloaded and the loaded thing with the trucks, that really heightened my concern, because that's not a good thing.
All the scale is still down at East Riverside. And the way our process works is the truck comes in, weighs empty, it's loaded, weighs full. You subtract the empty weight to determine the tear weight, the actual product that they've been loaded with. So we still need to run them across that scale. But and we've committed in writing, we're not intending to shift the traffic here. But if there's a steady stream of trucks going to, then the project you bring up is the...
I was going to say, let's get back to what the original request here is. It's for the employee building. The discussion on the use of the North Dayton Avenue, you've had the access to that all along. You have volunteered to basically what I call steel coat it.
Yes.
So it's really the question is to allow you to move the info drop and the building. And that's really the question that we're asking here, that we've been asked to address today.
With the alternative compliance.
With the alternative compliance.
I agree, but I do feel that this discussion you're bringing up about the legal use, that is a separate issue and a concern, but I think it's going to call for further discussion or legal conversation as far as the CUP issues and things like that. So I think we need to vote on what is being presented.
Right. That's kind of where I'm going. Let's look at
what's
presented, and you can, the rest of it, if you wish to submit that discussion with our staff, you're welcome to do so.
I can tell you, too, and
in our first conversation I had with Jerry about this, he gave me assurances that this would not be used for truck traffic. It was just for employee traffic.
Well, and I'm reading that as that's what the use of this thing is.
I just became concerned when I heard unloaded customers versus loaded customers.
If Martin Marietta came to us and told us that they wanted to change the location from the south Riverside Road location to North Dayton, we would tell them that they would need to update their conditional use permit.
All right.
And we would go through this process of notification. And again, the issues that are before you are the employee building, the info drop with those alternative compliance
right.
issues. The use of that drive, again, that was established back in the 50s when the mining operation started. The use of that has continued.
Is it grandfathered even?
You could say that.
I mean, in their defense, it's their property, and as long as the owners are okay with it and they've been doing it, they have a legal stand there. So, it's just a matter of some detailed questions that don't involve this situation.
Right, and when they came to us with the request to do these things, we wanted to make sure that those items were included with that extended boundary, so that's why you're seeing the changes. And then, based on the comments that we had from the general public, they'd come back with a reduced boundary.
So let's look at the scope of what we have here before us. Any comments on the request, the building, the ample drop, and the request for the amendment to CUP to allow them to do that? Further discussion in that area before I close deliberation. If not, board will close deliberation and make a decision. Questions? Comments? I hear a motion.
I move approval of the conditional use permit minor modification as put forth in case CUP 02-90.04 with the conditions and alternative compliance items recommended by the staff.
Second.
We have a motion by Scarlett, a second by Youngberg. Roll call vote.
Brecky?
Yes.
Youngberg?
Yes.
McGill?
Yes.
Scarlett?
Yes.
There you go. Moving on. Any other new business to come before us? Staff comments?
We already told you that Board of Supervisors approved the C2C comp plan June 28th, and so we're working on implementation, which is a big part of approval of a comprehensive plan. We started our meetings as a project team. They're going to go through August, and then they're tentatively scheduling a meeting with the Conservation Board, Board of Supervisors, and the Planning and Zoning Commission to kind of filter through what the project team is working on. We've got an action date of October 11th for the Board of Supervisors to take action, hopefully approval on the actual implementation. And again, it's who's responsible for what sections of the plan. And most of these things are things, from our perspective, that we're going to be hitting hard within the next year and a half, so it's going to become part of our work program.
Okay.
So we wish Amelia could stay throughout the year, but she has to go back to school. So
thanks. No.
Because there's a lot of work to do, right, Stephanie?
Any comments from the board?
No.
I'll entertain a motion.
Sure. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Rough record, right? So.